Hi guys, what is up? Welcome back to Applesauce Penguin Podcast. I think I say this every time, like at least for the past four episodes I've been saying this, but I'll say this again, that I really do think that I should stop saying welcome back, because I know it's been a very long time since the last episode, but it's okay, it is fine. I will tell myself that and continue to walk, because walk without guilt. See, this my brain has become such melting pot of all of my voices together, and I have become so aware and unapologetic to my own self about that it's just there. Like, yes, I will be saying something and then I will say something completely different and people will be confused and I'll be like, oh, my voice is too control. But anyway, it's been a while and the year has also changed. And to just sound a lot more dramatic, I have also changed. I mean, I don't know why. I was waiting, you know, every time somebody would be like, when is the new pod coming? I would just be, you know, being very like guru-esque, and we say, you know, when the inspiration hits. But then I was just like, bro, you know, let's do it for the fun of it, which is how I always come back to it. And I think it's kind of wonderful and I love that about this. But anyway, what's been up? What's been up? So much has been up. I have, you know, I went through a lot of my firsts. And again, yes, I say this and I get a very bad deja vu of the last time I said this. But yeah, that's what's up. And a lot has been up, actually. I, you know, the reason I honestly sat down is because I was talking to one of my friends. And then I also, because I do believe that I am a vlogger. I was meant to be a vlogger. The moment I was born, the moment I was conceived, as much as I hate to think about it, I think God was like, she was supposed to be a vlogger. Because somebody asked me, so there was this event that I was a part of, and I don't know for what annoying reason, I decided to vlog. So we would just be working, or we would be in the middle of something and I would start vlogging. It was not a BTS, subtle BTS kind of a thing. It would just be like a full-fledged, hi guys, what is up, welcome back, sort of a thing. And I did that for like 4 or 5 continuous days. And then like on the last day, this guy comes up to me and he's like, who was featured? Obviously, he's a part of my team. He was a part of my team. And he's like, do you have a YouTube channel? Because I'm afraid how all of this footage is going to be used. And I'm like, bro, this is just for my Snapchat. And he's like, oh, you actually do this. And that is the moment I was like, you know, I was always right. The voices in my head were right. I should have been a vlogger. But, you know, and also like on a lot of days when me and my friends, we sit and talk about, you know, the future aspect of unemployability. We're just like, you know, we should just start vlogging and we would just be so cool. But then that's what literally every teenager said ever who's a teenager or somebody who's especially in college with people who think that they are hilarious. But I was ranting to my friends on my close friend story, because that's what we do. In 2024 and 23. Damn. So, I was like, you know, I did something. I texted somebody at 3 a.m. in the night. But then I've been doing a lot of things at 3 a.m. in the night. I mean that extremely innocently and very much with not even an undertone, like just like a complete tone of self-sabotage. Because I have been texting people who I shouldn't have been texting at 3 a.m. I've been sending requests left, right, and center at 3 a.m. And definitely have not been sleeping. Even though I've been sleeping a lot, I have become a big sleepy person, which is good considering that rough patch of insomnia in the past. But anyway, I'm drifting too much. Yeah, so I was ranting to my friends and I was like, you know, Why is it that every time every time people are like, just be honest with the other person, in whatever capacity or relationship that you are in, just be honest. And every time you align your demons and decide to be honest with the other person, you just feel like you are 13. Like, if you tell the other person what you want, you just feel like you're 13 and you should not ask, or you should not state your needs, or you should just ask for what is acceptable and what is doable, and just water down your needs. Why is that? And why, I'm so sorry, why does doing all of that, remind you of having been 13? Like, what is that strange association with that age? And maybe that is just me. Maybe all the rebellious emotions that I have related to teenage are just tied to the age 13, maybe. And then, like, my friends are like, being 13 was my 13th reason. And I was like, well, I agree. And then there is just so much that, I was then in another conversation with somebody, and I'm like, when you enter adulthood, because I will be turning 20 this year, two decades of my life have been lived. Well lived is a question, but definitely have been lived. But, I was talking about how I will be turning 20, and she's like, oh, I will give you an anti-wrinkle cream. And I was not offended by the joke. I was just like, well, I do need it. Look at my face. But, she was like, I don't know what went wrong 5 years ago. We were talking about this practical, basically, that we have to conduct, because I am a psychology student, both sides of the table. But so you have to write about yourself 5 years in the past, and 10 years into the future, I think, yeah, that's what it is. And you just have to, like, the practical is conducted on your own self. And we were very, shit scared, because we do not want to think about ourselves, neither in the past nor in the future. We're just like, no, not happening. Because when you are 19 or you are 18 and you shift 5 years back, in the past, if you go 5 years, that is when you were like, what? 9 minus 5 is 14. Yeah, so you're 13, 14 roughly. That is my maths. That is how much maths I know. But, that is, very few good things are associated with that age. And, okay, maybe that is because puberty, let's go, comes in at the time. But it's just, I remember myself at 13, and I don't want to remember myself at 13, because I think I was at my worst, phase of my life, at the worst phase of my life when I was 13, because, I don't know, I was seeking validation from people I had just met. Oh my God, that sounds like me today. But, and I was getting into fights for no reason. I was, at the wrong places, at the wrong time, doing wrong things, focusing on shit that I should have been ignoring. And that is when you are 13. So, like, it's not major trouble, but it's just very foundational level of trouble, if you know what I mean. And even now, now that I was thinking about it, I am the same person with 15 different layers. So when somebody says that you're an onion, and you can peel back the layers of you as a person, it's also, I think, that you layer up as you get older, you know what I mean? There are layers to your personality to get to your core, but you can also say that you keep on adding layers. That could be experience, that could be, a life lived, but things don't leave you. And I read this beautiful quote somewhere that some things don't belong in the past, they belong with you. And as beautiful and romantic as that sounds, I think that's also very hurtful, because you can't completely get rid of things, or you cannot, you know, completely wash off time of yourself, of people of yourself, because this hit me on, you know, 1st February. I was just, and this, like, right in the morning at 8 a.m., I think, I was brushing my teeth and I was thinking, oh, today's 1st February. And it suddenly struck me that it is somebody's birthday today. And whose birthday was it? It was a birthday of a person who lived in my apartment building 7 years ago. And I was trying to recall that person's name, and for the life of me, I couldn't. I think I took 20 minutes while I was getting ready, and I was constantly thinking about what that person's name was. But I had no recollection. And then, you know, I think a week later, I was telling a friend of mine about this, that how, you know, there was this person who lived in my apartment building, and this and that, and how, you know, I remember there was this birthday, even though I've never wished that person on their birthday, because I knew that person for like 10 months, I think, 10, 11 months, and that was like the year around their birthday, so we were never together for their birthday. And so I was like, you know, I don't know. Just happened to recall that. And then she's like, what is that person's name? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. And in that particular moment, you know, I recall that person's name, and I was like, oh, it just hit me like that. And that person has not contributed anything to my life, or has never, I don't have a scar from that person, or I don't have that person's, as in a very Pinterest way, you would say, that person's marks on my person, you know. I love when I say bullshit like that. It sounds so exotic for no reason. But, you know, it's just constantly there. Or Google Photos or Snapchat memories, the way they screw with your head. Because there is this photo of me and a friend who stopped talking from our farewell exactly a year ago. And we were hugging in that photo. And for the past year, every month, thrice a month, Google Photos shows me that photo for no reason. They're just like, hug it out. And I'm like, that is wrong advice. You don't know what happened between us. I am not talking to the person for a reason. Or Snapchat memories, just like 4 years ago. And I look like a baby potato. And I'm just like, why, you know, why was I wearing that? Why was I doing that? But then I just look at my face and I'm like, wow, just so much life waiting to happen to you, you know. And I do believe that that is hilarious. But it's just so much, you know. And I started to realize that a lot now, because life has become a very active being in my life. It's not like I am living life. I am living along, you know, life is happening along. And I was talking about this with another friend. So we sat down and we talked for an hour, and it was a very beautiful conversation, because we were talking about different things. And, you know, we were like, we are always told that don't let life happen to yourself. You know, you should happen to life. But I think that is just very... what something that a perfectionist would say. That's a very high level or a high standard of something that would say. But, you know, the best that we can do, the best that I can do in the present situation is let life happen along with me. And that's all that I can offer. That's all that I can bring to the table. Because no matter what you do, no matter how you plan things, no matter how you are with people, you just don't know what is going to come from the other side. Because that's also very, very, very sad, I think. Because, you know, over a period of time, you can see the kind of, you know, the kind of bullshit Uno that people play, and then they just completely reverse themselves and the skin peels off of them, and you're like, wait, what? I knew every inch of you and every groove of you, and then you just took off that suit, you know, that meat suit. You took it off, and then you are a completely new person. I mean, I've been feeling very hot about this because friends of mine have gotten into relationships and they've completely changed 360, 180, I'm sorry, my maths again. There are people who just won't talk to me anymore. And like they were very close confidants of me and I helped them get into a relationship. But like I was the one. I was like, wow, let's go. Two of my very close friends are going to get into relationships. And I do not know why I was playing Cupid. Also, I need to look into the history of Cupid because I feel like Cupid died alone. Cupid was Venus's son, which I know because I read The Tempest and there was this entire scene. However, I need to look into Cupid's history. Anyway, yeah, and then, you know, they just stopped talking to me. Zilch, complete silence. And I'm the one who's reaching out and I'm the one who's like, well, what's up? And this and that and this and that. And it's just silence. It's just them answering my questions and that being the conversation, which is not what a conversation is. And I was just hanging in. I'm like, well, cool. Cool, cool, cool. That is what is. And oh, also, you know, I was talking about nostalgia with somebody and again, another quote. I think every time I read something on the internet or in a book, because I've been reading Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabriela Zevin, and that book is just, I don't want to read it, I want to devour it. And devour is one of my favorite words, and yes, that is that book. It's such a beautifully written, such a simple yet complicated book, and it's just, it's about one of my favorite things, that is platonic love. And the first line of its blurb says that it's a book about love, but nobody falls in, it's something like that, something along, let me pull the book, just give me a second. Oh wait, I think I was reading it. And so it's next to my bedstand, but I'll just pull it up. Give me a second. Tomorrow. It's back cover. Where is the blurb? Hold on. Where is the blurb? Oh, this is not a romance, but it's about love. Yes. And it's just, I love that. I love how that sounds. I love how, yes, I just love it. I love everything about it. And, but you know, so yeah, I was talking about nostalgia with a friend of mine that I cannot trust my memory. We were talking about a lot of things. We were talking about denial and we were talking about, I'll get to everything. Slowly, but we were talking about nostalgia and I was like, I don't trust my memories because nostalgia is such an important factor when you recall things in life, because it, again, I read, this is what I was actually saying in the first place, is that nostalgia is such an interesting thing or something that it said, that it takes your memories and it makes a creature who will love you back a little more than it did. And I do believe that, which is why, you know, I started to play such close attention to things and details and people and words and events and situations, all of these things, because I want to know or I want to remember something the way it was, exactly the way that it was in that moment, in that situation, because I don't want my nostalgia or my, you know, nostalgic emotions to just twist and crumble around with the reality of the past, which is also something very interesting because it loops in denial. Because in the past few months, in the past 4 years, I think I have, you know, been in denial about so many things, and I've been practicing it that I have mastered denial. And I did not know this. Like, I would joke about this a lot because we're Gen Z kids and we joke about depression and anxiety and denial every single day. Somebody said something very offensive to me. And there is this air quotes friend of mine who, you know, is from my college and my classmate and does not know. So this person is just a walking piece of privilege, and they don't know what they're seeing. And on multiple occasions, they've said something that's extremely offensive, like downright, and not even making it subtle or anything, just like on my face, just blurting something and laughing it off. And I would just give the most politically correct, not even a retort. I would just like not leave it open-ended. I would just say something, it in like a response, not even nothing that would, you know. I think retort and reply, when you say it, sounds like they're on the same level of par exchange, but mine would just be like a reply. And then I did not process that. And then the same day I was walking back from college and I was like, oh, wait, what? This person said that to me. And I just stopped and I just stood there and I processed that. And I was like, wow. That's something. And the other day something happened with me and I could not act in the moment. And I told my friend who was with me there later, and she's like, what, wait, what, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, I did not know. And she hugged me and I was very chill, like I was smiling, and I was like, I'm chill, it's all good. I came back, I told my friends, and they're like, are you fine? They hugged me and stuff, and I was like, bro, all good. And then I went back to my room and I just started crying. And I was just crying and I was just crying. Because it took me so many people and so much time. And now I've realized that, you know, why people are important, or just for me personally, why I think that it's... as much as isolation can be your friend, why, you know, people are all that we have and you need to cling on to them, is because I personally believe that if I don't say something out loud, it does not, you know, it is not real for me. It just is in my head. Even if it's a real thing, even if it's a worry, a problem, a situation, anything that I'm going through, even if I don't say it out loud, it does not become real. So, which is why I started talking to my friends a lot, and I just say things because then they become something. It's out there in the world and my friends know it. So it is a thing. It is a very real thing. And... conversation also is just the most beautiful thing, I believe. Because, you know, again, this event that I was at, I met this person. And it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. Again, universe also, we'll talk about that right after I talk about this. Is because, so there was a 3-day event that we were at. And I was at this desk that was called the Wish Tree. So we made this beautiful tree. And people could write their wishes and hang on to that. Very beautiful people were, you know, they'd gone crazy about it. And I was standing with a friend of mine, fellow colleague. I love to say colleague, as if I'm employed or ever was. And she was just a team member. And we were standing and we were talking about something. And then I was telling her this ridiculous story about how once I went out and I saw somebody looking very cute. So I went up to them and I told them. And they just said, thank you. And then they turned around. And now that I say it, again, it's embarrassing. But I am very proud of that. I am very, very proud. And I will always be very proud of the fact that if I think somebody's beautiful or somebody's pretty or somebody's attractive to me, I will go up to them and appreciate their beauty to their face. I will never be the one to shy away from making the first move, because regret is not incredible. So I told her that. She sort of giggled. And there was this person who was writing at our desk. And that person looks up at me. And that person I don't know, what, scoffs or, you know, just like laughs off or something. I did not pay attention and just goes. And then my friend is like, bro, I think that person laughed at you. And I just like look at her. I did not even notice what that person did. And she's like, you know, this. And I was like, people don't laugh at me. People laugh with me. Always remember that. You know, I brushed it off. The event went on. Kept noticing the person because this person looked very like Sherlock Holmesy. I was like, cool. And next day, again, same person comes. I see them. Fine, whatever. I had my event that the person had registered for. And they did not show up. So I kind of, and I, you know, cross paths. I'm just like, why did you not show up? And, you know, this and that. But we had a lot of fun. So you missed out. Loser. And then she's like, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, the day is going on. And then this person, I don't even remember the first question that they asked me. But they were just like there. And it was very nice. We were talking about it, and my entire team was there, and they were there, and we were talking, and then, you know, we ended up having a conversation for the longest time. And then, like, I saw my teammates removing the props, so they were moving it around, because they would not leave it. Like, the event was going on in a lawn, so we would take off all the decor, and then we would put it in the morning, the next day. So I was like, I saw one of my teammates shifting one of the things, and I was like, hi, why are you doing this? And they're like, because, you know, we're done for the day. And I'm like, no, there's still 2 hours left. And he's like, no, it's 5. And I'm like, no, it's still, you know, it's like 4 or 5. 3:30 is what I tell him. And he's like, just check your watch. And I check my watch, and it's actually 5:30. And I'm like, oh, wow. Because I've been in conversation with this person for the longest time, and I don't even remember what we all talked about. We talked about God, we talked about politics, we talked about religion, we talked about food, siblings, clothing, sports, books, movies, and food. Just anything that, you know, you can think of. And I was like, well, cool, I will see you if I do. I don't know. Day 3 rolls in, I see the person again. I introduced the person to my friends, and because my friends were also there, obviously, and it was very, very nice, and it was very just like nice, you know. It was a good space because there was this person, good conversation, good time happens, and it's ended. And then I think I found myself thinking about that intensely like 20 days after it happened. And then I'm telling my friend, I'm like, wow. You know, like, it was just so fun. And then she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but it was just fun to have good conversation because it has become so rare. And as much as I love to bask in the glory of being the funniest person, because again, you know, You have that power trip that you need to be the funniest person, you need to be the smartest person in the room, or you need to be the most well-read person in the room. And I love that. I love feeling like that. I love doing that. I need to be the funniest person in the room. That's just an issue I have. And I know that's very, 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 very narcissistic of me. But I get off on that, of being the funniest person. But I love it, you know, when I say something and the other person disagrees and puts their point forth, or, you know, they are like, not this but this. And when you can just like have an exchange of ideas or thoughts, and it's just so fun. And that does not happen often, which is again very, very sad. But that is, you know, I kept on thinking about that. And then my friend asked me, he's like are you thinking about that so often because it's romantic or something? I'm like, absolutely not. But it was just so, it was like, you know, every time I meet my brother and I come back, my friends are always looking at me and smirking because I have the most devilish grin on my face. And they're like, who did you actually meet? And I'm like, it's just good conversation and food. and I'm set for a week. Which is the exact reason why I was so happy that day. Is because, wow, that was one of the best conversations of my life. And that is so sad because we did not invent anything. It's like that Sally Rooney quote, you know. Maybe we should have been thinking about great things, or, you know, we should have been building things when we were just worrying and loving and caring for our friends. Because that is what human civilization is. She says something like that. That's how the quote goes from her book, A Beautiful World, Where Are You? Which is my favorite book. And but I love that. I love that just talking to somebody can give you so much happiness. And I know that's completely selfish. That maybe that's not you. Maybe sleeping gives you the utmost amount of happiness. But yeah, that was fun. That was just so fun. But yeah. Also, universe has been spiraling out of control. It has gone... I don't know. The universe has gone crazy. Cuckoo in the head. Because there is this person. Okay. Another story. I don't know why I'm oversharing. But it's okay. If it's a safe space, it's fine. There is a person that I met. Okay. And one of these fests. And I was like, wow, fun, cool, whatever. And since that day, I have seen that person every single day. At the most random. So I met that person on campus, and I have spotted that person off campus, across the city, so many times. Like, I will be walking on a random street, and I will look across on the other side, and that person will be walking. It's just bloody insane. So I don't know what to do about it. Like, some of my friends have been like, shut up, make a move. I mean, I sort of kind of did make a move. And that was a misjudgment on my part. But I don't know. Like, I don't know, bro. The universe is just kind of playing with my head also. Because it could be a warning sign. It could be anything. It's not coincidence. I mean, I do not believe in coincidences. But it's definitely something. So I will keep you guys looped in if something happens. So pray for me. And yeah, another Valentine's Day rolled out. And I was still very much single and happy with my cute little happy singleton existence. Nobody says singleton anymore. No, people don't say spinster anymore. Yeah, it's such a Bridgerton word. Oh my God, Bridgerton is also coming out. Oh my God. Oh my God. Everybody says that they think that this is going to be like the best season, but I think nothing will ever be able to beat Queen Charlotte. I mean, I'm waiting. But also talking about films and shows, Saltburn, let's go. I am somebody who stands Saltburn. Don't talk about why it should have made sense and this and that. First of all, why are you deeply disturbed? You cannot be deeply disturbed because of one scene. It was one scene. So, like, shot your role. And apart from that, I think it was an incredible movie. I had such a fun time watching it. And my brother asked me whether he should watch it or not. And I'm like, first of all, don't tell me. Second of all, please watch it. And he's like, so what kind of a movie is it? And the only thing that I could say was Saltburn is if Roman Roy directed a movie. That's all that I could come up with. And that's my best explanation of that movie. But anyway, guys, that's it for this episode. And hopefully, I think I will be able to make more time for recording episodes. And yeah, it's always so fun to do this. And I miss this, and I miss you guys. And thank you so much for still being here and just being the best ever. So yeah, take care. And I'm so glad that you are still here if you are. And if you're still here, I love you more. Bye, guys.